Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
So you know when they have those commercials on the radio and stuff, they go, hey, if you ever need help and you're living in Toronto and you have an emergency or a non-emergency, you can call 311.
Yeah, 311.
I called 311.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What did
you I felt like such a civilian. Like, this is my civic duty.
This is me in Toronto.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm calling 311.
I'm going to participate in the process.
Yeah.
But let me talk to you guys. If you're a homeowner, listen to this for a second, and I have a question for you. What was the last complaint you made about your neighbor? Because, you know, while I dealt with 311, I realized that that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm making a complaint.
Oh, that's what you were calling for.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
As you guys know, I just moved into this new house.
Mm-hmm.
And the house next to my house seems to be abandoned or, like, not lived in or just not upkept or whatever.
Yeah.
And there are these weeds in their backyard. They're, like, almost up to the second floor. They're huge.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a jungle back there. And, you know, the raccoons are having a field day. They're having a party back
there.
They're
like, woo!
And I'm just like, you know, I got...
Raccoon resort.
You know, and every day I come home and I look and I'm like... Someone's got to do something about this house. Obviously, no one lives there, and their trash is piling up, and it's just really a mess.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
So then I'm thinking, I should call somebody. I'm like, oh, that 311 I keep hearing about. So I call 311, and I make a complaint, and then I say, so when are you guys going to deal with it? They said, oh, you know, there's a queue. And I'm like, all right, well, how much of a queue are we talking about? They're like, yeah, you know, it could take a couple weeks to maybe a month. I'm like, month?
Uh-oh.
And then they asked me my address. They're like, what's your address, by the way, again, sir? And I'm like, I give them my address. They're like, oh, interesting. I'm like, what? They said, it seems like a neighbor has already complained about your house. I'm like, what?
You just got in there.
Yeah, well, apparently someone complained about my home before I moved in.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm like, it's like layers of complaints.
Yes.
So then I asked them, I go, okay, when was that complaint put on my home? Because I'm like, I mean, we keep our house very, very clean. They said it was put in maybe 2-3 months ago. So now I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, wait a second. If someone complained about my house 3 months ago.
Yes.
And I'm complaining about this house today. I'm like 3 months out.
Totally.
From getting my thing resolved.
So you're going to go over there with a weed whacker this afternoon? Or what's are you going to take it in your own
torch.
Hands?
Yeah. The point is... The 311 system seems to be inundated with complaints upon complaints upon complaints.
Of all the people that are calling. Probably not for any kind of legitimate complaint.
Yeah.
I mean, people call 911.
For burgers, right?
Yeah. You know, so it's like, just that is a legitimate complaint. But the problem is when the system gets bogged up with a whole bunch of other stuff, they can't get to, you know, your issue.
Which is my point exactly this morning. There's so many people just complaining, pointing fingers at each other in the city. Like, I would love to hear what some people are complaining about their neighbors about. Have you ever complained about your neighbor complained about your neighbor to somebody ever?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I know who has. Caitlin.
I've complained. My neighbor, my old neighbor, was actually a bar across the street from my old apartment.
Yeah.
And they had serious issues. I mean, the bass there just reverberated throughout the entire place. They couldn't keep their patrons in line. Full-on brawls broke out on the street at like 4 a.m. with weapons. It was brutal.
So who did you call that 311 number also?
I first called 311. Then they filed a complaint with the municipal licensing and standards. And one day I even called the Toronto Police non-emergency line.
Yeah.
And just said, you know, this is what's going on. And they said, okay, well, we're going to send an officer over. And sure enough, I'm awake. I'm like, well, I'm not sleeping now. I see the car pull up and I run out in my pajamas. I run out in my pajamas and I go upstairs to the bar. It was on the second floor.
Yeah.
And I went up with the police officers and I'd already had interaction with the bar owner who was a real jerk. And I just stood there and was like, it's me. It's me again.
It's going down.
It's going down. I am sick of this. You are destroying our neighborhood. It was bothering every single person who lived in my building. It was terrible.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Making your tax dollars work.
Absolutely. All Nobody right. could sleep and they were causing violence. So yeah, I'm going to complain.
I wish the weeds in my neighbor's backyard were fighting. Maybe they'd do this with a little more expedition.
I was just looking at some of the numbers. 189,000 calls so far to 311.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we live in harmony here in Toronto for the most part, but we're actually just complaining it about each other every single day.
And the complainiest complainers?
Yes.
Dover, Court, and Dufferin.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, I'm spilling the tea. Sorry.
Yeah. Dovercourt and Dufferin.
Yeah. Dovercourt and Dufferin. You got some splaining and complaining to do.
A lot of nastiness going on over there?
I guess so.
Charlie XCX. Do you remember her? Charlie
yeah.
XCX sings a song,
sure.
Boom, Boom Clap. Boom Clap. She had this huge bash at her house the other day. Big party in L.A. And all the celebs are there. Troy Sivan is there. Rita Ora is on her way to the party.
Oh, hello, guest list.
And then, of course, the LAPD comes by.
Yeah.
Looking for Miss XCX.
Yes, that's me.
This party is incredibly too loud. Her neighbors complained on her. So Rita Ora gets there. She's like, I'm here for the party. She didn't talk like that, actually. Anyway.
I think so. She's British.
Boom clap party done.
Like, yeah, I'm here for the party.
No, party's over.
Let me in.
Nope. Go home.
I'm Rita Ora.
Call a Uber, Rita. But you know, that's what's happening in these big cities that we live in.
And oh my
I didn't
gosh,
even realize
yeah.
it until when I called 311.
Well, especially in Hollywoodland, I swear, being neighbors with some of those people.
Yeah.
Especially with all the, like, you know, paparazzi that's around, like Justin Bieber's neighbor, oh. the Kardashians. Like, I've read about just sort of, I mean... I'm not going to call them normal people because they're obviously incredibly wealthy
right.
because they're living in
But
the
even the wealthy are not happy with who they're
not
next
Not happy,
to.
No.
I remember maybe a year or so ago, it was Sean Paul's wife who called the police on Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Because really? It was crazy. And she got dragged. Because what you're not going to do is like complain on the national hero, the sprinter. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I remember reading stories about Chris Brown's partying
yeah.
and the neighbors and what they had to endure.
Yeah.
And I felt like sending them an edible arrangement. Like my heart went out to them. If you live next to Chris Brown, you are not sleeping.
Remember Bieber was getting complaints
oh,
too?
Yeah.
All those like
oh, yeah.
races.
Like drag racing.
Drag races
yeah.
on the block.
Yeah.
He egged
yeah.
someone's house. I think it was because they complained about his behavior in the neighborhood.
See, I bet your weeds are looking pretty chill now, Jamar. You just got some weeds. That's it.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't mind having Lamborghinis run down my block instead of like weeds growing next door to me.
Can I throw something out there? Do you have a lawnmower yet?
I am condo man. I've never owned a lawnmower in my life.
Okay, well, whenever you need to purchase one, because I'm not saying go out and buy one for this explicit reason,
okay.
but if you have one or you could borrow one, have you ever thought about going over there and doing it yourself? Not because of any reason. It just might be faster than 311. I don't think you should have to do this.
You know, you're right, Caitlin, but like, isn't there some legality there? Like to go on someone else's property
yeah.
and start
probably.
Cutting down?
Yeah.
Like, I could just see the little old lady.
As the resident child of all the lawyers, yes.
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
I mean, I get it. I would want to do that.
I would do it.
I'd want the house next to me to be pretty. But.
I could just see the old lady flying down on a broom going, those are my weeds. What are you doing? And I'm like, I just wanted to cut them down, right? Like, That doesn't sound right.
I don't know about that.
I feel like because it's like a good Samaritan thing, maybe you can like play dumb on it.
Hey, I was just doing you a favor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the problem is the weeds on my neighbor's lawn, like right next door to me, it's filled with vermin. I see like rats and
okay.
raccoons.
Rats are not okay. I mean, I know
they're
rats
not okay,
are all
and
over
I tried,
Toronto, but.
I tried to tell 311, like, hi, I feel like this is a health issue here. You guys might want to speed it up a little bit. They're like, stand in line, sir. How long of a line? 3 months. Nick, you filed a complaint about your neighbor too?
Oh, multiple. I first had to get a hold of whose right of way it was, whose property it was.
Uh-huh.
And it still hasn't been rectified, and I'm still calling, I'm still complaining.
You know, like I discovered, like the backlog on complaints is huge.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Like,
because people are not doing nothing. They're just showing it to Tim Warren and collecting a pension.
Yeah, it seems so.
I don't blame them. I would do the same thing, but still.
So who's your neighbor?
Hydro One.
Okay.
Room, someone? Somebody big. My house sits on the electrical field, the big power grid.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah. My backyard, like, it's beautiful landscape behind me, but the weeds have taken over my backyard. Like, I can't even control it.
My weeds are so big that I'm about to start naming each one of them. They're like
people size.
I'm
telling you, like 7 feet tall.
They're
like,
huge. Cultural.
Yeah. And they're pollinating, eh?
Yeah, they're pollinating too. Yeah. So, like, the weeds, I didn't even know weeds could have flowers, but the weeds now have flowers on top of them.
They look pretty.
Yeah, they look pretty deceivingly until they start creeping into my lawn. It just looks so crazy. And like the vermin in those weeds is just like,
oh. Man. There's too many bugs. Those Asian beetles and
yeah,
nonstop.
Man.
My garden got are taking over. I gave up.
You guys are broing out. You're like, you're living each other's lives right now.
I know, home ownership, man. It's like,
It's unreal, unreal.
It is. All right. Do you think they're ever going to get to cutting down these small people?
I might have to call back one or two more times, I think. I keep calling. They keep putting me on hold.
Well, you know what? We're putting them on blast right now, it seems like, right here on the air, so you never know.
I sure hope so. You know, Church and Taunton, Power Grid, like, come on, cut your grass.
He's giving his full address.
Yeah. Listen, come cut your grass. Like, I cut mine, cut yours.
If all else fails, I'll let you borrow my blowtorch.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know, let me
know. The back-to-school ads have begun. The CNE opens on Friday, and now another sign of fall is trending. Pumpkin spice lattes are coming.
PSL live.
Yeah, PSL season is almost upon us because internet rumor has it that they will hit stores on August 27th.
Whoa. Yeah. That's earlier than ever this year. Is I feel it? Like they're like crouching. Pretty soon it's going to be like May 2-4 PSL.
And if you love pumpkin spice, a new pumpkin spice product is here. Pumpkin spice spam. Yeah.
No. Spam as in the mystery meat?
Yeah, that's right. That one. Yeah. It hits shelves on September 23rd. So heads up if you're a gastroenterologist. The last week of September might be a busy one.
Wow.
What would that taste like?
I don't know. Let's find out that week.
Spice spam.
I can't even say it. It's like it's something that should not be put together.
No.
Yeah. Wow. And you guys heard about the cinnamon-flavored Coca-Cola that's coming.
Oh, I did. And obviously, I will put rum in it.
It's a great rum and Coke.
That is not
right?
a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good mix open. Right there.
Yeah. I'll give you that one, Coca-Cola.
Convenience.
I've got a really heartwarming trending story to share with you guys because I think we could use one today. The news can be a little bleak. And this one, it's a whole Twitter thread that I saw going viral yesterday about a 29-year-old woman who took to Twitter to ask for help, finding a man who showed her kindness when she was in a refugee camp in the Netherlands growing up. He worked there back in the 90s. She was there. She was 5 years old. And what really stood out to her, she said, was the day that he showed up unannounced and gave her a bicycle. And she said, my 5-year-old heart exploded with joy. So she tweets this story to a prominent writer and director on Twitter. 2 hours later, 500 retweets. She goes to speak to a local Netherlands news station. Then the BBC picks it up. Thousands of retweets and more articles later, she finds him. Someone connects her with him. They let her know who he is. And she actually goes and meets him and travels to the little town he lives in. His name is Egbert. They take photos together. Everyone's hearts start exploding.
Just looking at her on our Twitter a bunch of times. She's so cute as a little 5-year-old.
She shares a photo of herself when she was 5. And she's like, this was me in the refugee camp.
She is way too cute.
She's so adorable. Oh. And what happens on this thread, and I love when Twitter does this, they put together all the related tweets to one story in one place. And she says, you know, other people who were at the same refugee camp as her say, hey, I know that guy. And I knew his wife. And they changed my life too. Their small acts of kindness had this big ripple effect. And it's just this amazing, heartwarming story. I've tweeted it from Chum's Twitter. If you're having a rough day, check this out because it will really set you in the right direction.
Beautiful.
Now, another heartwarming story is still trending, and I'm talking about yesterday's tale of generosity where Taylor Swift paid off a University of Waterloo student's tuition. And we tracked her down. We spoke to her on the phone to find out how this whole moment came to be. Now, we're going to talk to her coming up at 7:30. But here is the moment she said she found out that Taylor had viewed her Instagram story talking about her tuition troubles while she was eating Taylor's recipe for cookies.
She was on my Instagram viewing my stories, which I just found out like literally before I slept. But she was full on lurking and I had no idea. I was just like so into the cookies. Like I was like, yes, this is what I live for.
Did she say Taylor was lurking?
Yeah, lurking.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's a millennial social media term. I
know. I,
right?
I just imagine
she's lurking.
Of all people to lurk on your social media, one of the biggest stars of all time?
Yeah, fine with that.
All right, that's great. Looks like The Bachelor's making waves again.
What?
Yeah, crazy, crazy. So if you didn't hear, is it Hannah? Yeah, Hannah, she decided...
Hannah
from Alabama passed on a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then that dude went on to Gigi Hadid. And now they're looking for the new bachelor who is going to turn heads, apparently, if this guy is chosen. What's his name again?
Mike.
Yeah, Johnson.
Mike. Mm-hmm. Mike. Mike could be making history as being the first African-American bachelor.
Finally.
Have you guys, I didn't watch this season, so I'm not even, what kind of dude is Mike?
You did it?
No. I mean, like, I'm not going to push it. Like, The Batch is one of those shows that once you get sucked in, it really, really pulls you in. As ridiculous as it is, you sit there and question everything about humanity and morality, and then you're like, but what's going to happen?
Yeah, what's happening?
And that's
next?
What happens.
And I feel like it's been such a staple on our TV, you know, in our TV lives for so long now. I think you get into the different seasons at this point, depending on how your life is.
Yeah.
Like if for some reason you're just home on a Tuesday night now, you're all of a sudden going to get sucked into that Bachelor, you know, drama. But if you're not, you miss a whole season and then you just listen to Caitlin Green wrap it up for you. And I'm satisfied with that. Like I don't need everything.
So what's crazy about Mike is once he got off the show, he started going back and forth on Instagram with Demi Lovato.
Yes.
Who picked him up, which now we're kind of conspiracy theorizing that maybe this was like a fix to kind of get him a little more equity.
I mean, potentially. It seems to be a thing now. I mean, we were talking about Tyler before with Gigi Hadid, right, Caitlin?
Yeah, she slid right into his DMs. She followed him on Instagram and everyone thought because she is a fan of the show that she was just following him because she liked the show. Not so much.
No.
He's been sleeping at her place. They just spent a full week together in New York City.
So that kind of takes him out of the running,
okay,
potentially for this next season of The Bachelor, which puts Mike even up farther ahead.
So if brother Mike is really trying to be on The Bachelor, he needs to not move forward with Demi Lovato, right? So he could be completely free, single, and unengaged, so he could be on the show, be a contestant, right?
It's true. And also right now he is on Bachelor in Paradise, is that
yes.
what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's hard to keep track of all these different islands and shows and
right,
love, but
right.
he's on that show. And often they use that as a bit of a test market to see what people's reactions are to the person.
It's like the holding pen?
Yeah, it's a bit of an audition.
Like
yeah.
that.
For the actual Bachelor. But I mean, my goodness, how many seasons have we had? 23, 24? How has there not been a Black Bachelor? How has this not happened yet?
You know what? A lot of these shows, they go on what they think the demographics or what
yeah.
the listeners want. And,
yeah.
you know, it's always been, you know, I think they had the Latin dude.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, Juan.
Juan. Oh, he was
oh,
the
yeah.
best.
Juan. No, he
Juan
wasn't.
Carlo. Yeah, he was the worst.
He
That's
was
why he was the best.
Worst. Yeah.
It was great. He burned everybody.
Oh,
he didn't give any, you know?
I yelled at my TV so much with that guy. Ooh. He had some opinions about like women's roles, and
yeah,
I was like, Juan, excuse me.
He was a piece of work.
Yes, he really was. Yeah.
Was he on The Bachelorette
yes,
first?
Yes.
Oh, I never
yes.
know where it all begins. I only remember the one guy, Chad, the guy who ate like an entire like platter of cold cuts all the time. He brought his own cold cuts and protein powder. He was, I really wanted him to get some sort of a bizarro offshoot. Not for dating, though. I don't think he was fit to date.
No, let's take him out of the running there. I don't know. I vote definitely Mike Johnson.
Look
I think he would be a fly Bachelor.
Look at Mike Johnson with his chiseled jaw.
Yes.
And his 360 waves. You know what that is? You know what 360 waves are?
Is that hair?
It's okay. So like a lot of Black guys, if you have a short haircut, unlike myself,
mm-hmm.
You want waves in the hairdo. You want your hairline.
Oh,
hair to look kind of wavy. So you
yeah.
put on your wave cap at night.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll see all this on The Bachelor when he gets on.
See, this is even more why I want to see it.
So you're learning stuff.
I want to see into the
waves,
beauty rituals.
And he's got his shape up and his complete lineup.
Yeah.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just observing.
No, this is a good-looking dude. And I think that the Bachelor, you know, needs to represent. My goodness, it's been long enough. So Mike Johnson, bring it on.
We'll see what happens.
Don't mess it up in paradise, man. You got a ticket to The Bachelor, right. So watch out.
All right, keep it clean.
Yeah.
He'll join Rachel Lindsay as one of the historic Bachelor castings if it happens. We'll see how that works out for him. Would you rather, on vacation, lose all your luggage?
No.
Like
already,
wait,
I'm like
no.
Already, I know I don't want that.
Let me put you're in a country where you don't speak the language. You've never been there before. You don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather
mm-hmm.
lose all your luggage?
No.
Or have no internet or web access whatsoever? Do you want to take the no back?
That's tough because I feel like I would be 100% lost. Like I would have no idea where to get to anywhere. I'd have no. But then maybe it'd be in a nice break. From having to...
Yeah?
That's not helping. No, I don't want to lose my luggage.
You don't want to lose your
I'll
luggage?
I'll take no internet.
Yeah, same.
I don't want to lose my luggage.
Let me remind you, most of the stuff that you bring on vacation is replaceable. Like, you don't...
Let me remind you, no, it's not.
No, it is not.
Come on, no, are you kidding
no,
me?
It's
no,
it's not.
I'm not talking about your passport and things like that you need. I'm talking about clothing, flip-flops, curling iron. Like, you don't need those. You can replace those things. If you lose your luggage, you know, you put in a claim with your travel insurance if you did that. But if you lose internet access for a whole week and say you're in, like, I don't know, you name a place that's going to be hard to navigate with that internet, that's a tough week.
I mean, I guess it would be difficult, and I wouldn't be able to share my beautiful vacation life.
Share? Well, I'm not even talking about social media. I'm talking about just living. Like, can you imagine trying to speak a language, like, order food in a country that doesn't even use the Greco-Roman alphabet? You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, so you want Google Translate? I don't know. I just feel like there was a time when perhaps we were vacationing without continuous connectivity, and people did it. But people have never done it without clothes.
Yeah, you have to go to like, you'll have to go to like an internet cafe and print off MapQuest directions.
Oh my gosh.
MapQuest.
Nostalgia. Yeah. I remember doing just that when I was in Europe after university. Oh my gosh.
What you don't want to do is be in a foreign country with Google MapQuest directions in your hand. It screams tourist.
I guess that's right.
Like, rob me. Yeah, steal all of my belongings, please.
I mean,
you hear my vote already. I would much rather have the internet access, because even if I lose all my luggage, I could, like, little by little, using the internet, piece my life back together and get my vacation back on track.
No, I'm going to spend like a day of my vacation shopping. I don't want to do that.
No. And you plan. Here's the thing, Jamar. I'm not saying you don't have style or swag, because you do, but you are wearing your chum sweatshirt once again.
I warned you guys on Monday.
Okay.
This is my uniform.
So I understand that perhaps.
Every day.
If you lose a couple sweatshirts in a luggage that you packed.
Okay.
But Caitlin and I think, are in the camp of, you know, you think about it. You plan. You're like, okay, we're going here. I'm going there. I got this dress for this. I have this bra to go with this dress. It's a whole shebang.
Okay.
And so if I miss that, and luckily, I mean, I'm knocking on all forms of wood and not wood right now, because I have not had this experience yet where I've lost my luggage or the airline has lost my luggage. I have not had that, thank goodness.
Yes.
But yeah, I think I would take the new internet.
Well, we should definitely just talk to people, because there's a survey that I'm reading about people who said that internet is a must have. 75% of people in North America have said internet is a must-have for vacation. Must-have, cannot do it. It's a disaster if you don't have it. While 54% of people in the same survey said if you lose your luggage, it's like a big deal.
What up, 54%?
I mean,
I'm in there.
It's more than half, but it's not 75%.
No, it's not. 70. You know, you 75%ers need to take a break, literally.
Really?
You have to take a break.
Okay.
Take a break from being online.
Meredith, let me just throw another hypothetical scenario at you.
Oh, I love these, Jamar. Yes.
You're flying to your vacation to Rio.
Great.
I've
ordered some champagne.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm in the airline.
Great.
Can I be first class?
You could be whatever class you want.
Okay, great.
When the plane lands, it's a completely different situation, because you land, emergency landing, somewhere in the Amazon rush. Okay?
Okay.
And you have a choice. When you get off the plane, you could either leave without any of your luggage, or you can wander off into the brush with no internet access. What are you going to do? I can't believe that.
Okay, well, if I'm dropped in the middle of the Amazon, then no, I don't want like my rolly luggage with my caftans. No, I don't want. Then I want some survival gear. Then I want some internet. I mean, if that exists there, where it is. All you're trying to do is create the scenario where I start to agree with you.
Well,
which is not good.
That's what
happen,
I do best.
Jamar.
It's called manipulation.
Yeah, I will not be manipulated.
Okay. Well, I was just surprised to see this survey that a ton of people were surveyed, and I'm not surprised, because I agree. I would rather be without luggage, because I think at this point, internet information is power. 79% of people agree with me, but I was surprised to see how many people said that they couldn't do without their luggage. 54% of people said, no way, cannot do without my luggage.
Yeah, and I think it's also the fact of losing it is such a hassle. Like, you just don't want to have to show up somewhere and then have to deal with the airline the entire time you're on vacation. Someone texted in, it was nice to take a break from being so connected all the time. So they are on team luggage. Plus, it was a good excuse for why I wasn't responding to emails from clients or work on vacation. Kind of like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Not connected, couldn't do it, didn't see your email, sorry.
Ha! You know, one of my fears is actually being in a place where I can't speak the language.
Yes.
I don't look like anyone that's there.
Okay.
And I'm like pretty much the dumb guy in the middle of the crowd, and I don't know where to go, how to get there. And I feel like just the internet, the phone, having that access to information is my edge.
You just say, hello, excuse me, help me, where do I go? Send me to the coffee shop. Yeah. I don't know. I know if you don't speak the language. I get how internet, we rely on it so much. It's like the whole existence. But I think that's why it's nice on vacay to be able to just have a different way to look at it.
Have you ever been in that situation? Alvina, you refused to go to work after you lost your luggage? Wow, tell us what happened.
What happened was I was actually coming back from out west and my luggage got lost on the way from Saskatoon to Toronto. And all my makeup was in my baggage. So I could not go to work the next day because, of course, I had no makeup.
Okay, so this is something Jamar totally does not understand. And this is something that I kind of do.
Mind blown emoji. Like, so Sorry. Wait a second. Makeup, not having a makeup is a big enough deal to have to call out of work?
1,000%. Gosh, yeah.
What's the worst that could happen if you go to work without makeup?
Oh, nobody sees me without makeup.
Okay.
It's a girl thing.
I guess it is.
Meredith understands.
I do kind of understand. Now, are you fair? Are you blonde or redheaded or any of that kind of
no,
vibe?
No, I'm just...
Oh, you're not. Oh, so you're just vain.
Let's just say
I was trying to help
she
you out,
just
girl.
Knows herself.
I was trying to help.
So how much makeup did you lose, like dollar amount?
No, it's not major, but I'm saying I always use my foundation, eyeshadow, mascara, eyeliner, and everything.
Yeah, you got your 5-minute face, and you didn't have any of your stuff.
Exactly. Nobody ever seen me without my makeup at work, and it's like, in umpteen years, it's not going to happen. Sorry.
So I had the reverse happen to me where I don't wear makeup to work. And then I went to an event for work and I had makeup on. I had my makeup done, my hair done. And I actually had, I don't know if you recall, Roger Ashby. He introduced himself to me. He walked up.
Oh my goodness.
You mean the man who sat across from him like for like 10 years?
Yeah. He walked up to me. I was like, Roger. And he walked over, he was like, hello, and put his hand out. And I was like, it is Caitlin. So the reverse.
That is priceless.
That's how little makeup I wear at work.
Okay. Yeah, well, once you got your makeup kit back, you were able to go to punch back in and head back to the workforce, eh?
Actually, that afternoon, Air Canada had delivered my bags to my house, yes. So it was like, hallelujah, I can go to work tomorrow.
So a resounding, you'd rather do without internet than lose your luggage for you.
Resounding.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Alvina. Cool. Team luggage.
Nice. All right, cool. One thing you must always do when you go on vacation, in my opinion, is keep your passport on your person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think you got to keep all of that kind of stuff on your person. The things that you absolutely could not live without.
Yeah.
You got to keep it with you.
Just don't get pickpocketed.
No. And apparently for Alvina, it is some mascara.
Or keep her mascara.
Keep your foundation on your person.
Keep your foundation in your back pocket.
Just make sure it's under 100 milliliters because then they'll check it at the gate, which is even worse. Someone took my dry shampoo. Oh my gosh.
Were you crying the whole walk to the
gate? I was like, I just bought that.
For me, it's my Alvina.
You're bald. You're not going to use it.
I know. For me, it's my Aveeno lotion. You want this ashy dude get on this plate? No way. Do yourself a favor.
Everybody's
have you seen these ankles? Get into E-Talk Entertainment Update, and we welcome Chloe. What's up, Chloe?
All right. So Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are no more. We know that. We saw the pictures
I was gonna
of
say,
her.
I missed that headline.
Really? It was how I started my week, actually, with you guys.
It's true.
So people want to know, well, what went down? What's going on? So, of course, we've got, and I'm putting this in quotation, sources coming out of the woodwork, talking to various publications, letting the world know what they think is actually happening. So according to some of these sources, they broke up because Liam couldn't keep up with the whirlwind social life that is Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Saying that she's going back to her, you know, her public antics days back in the day when we got to see that different side of Miley. But these sources are saying, no, she's very healthy. She's having fun. She's focusing on her music, but she's definitely starting to go back and regress to those party girl days where Liam kind of wants to settle down. He wants to have, you know, a little bit more of a normal, settle down kind of life and take those next steps.
Well, I heard very interestingly, I believe from maybe I was watching the social, that they got together and got married after they lost everything in their house fire in Malibu, the big California house fires.
Yes.
And so that kind of loss really does make you cling to sort of what you have. And so that it might have come out of a moment where they weren't fully, figured out, but they went for it because of all that loss.
Like love in the midst of tragedy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, that's very, very possible because, you know, less than a year later, they're separated.
Yeah. Sort of everything settles. Then you're like, wait a second.
Right.
Actually, I'm not sure about you.
Without that tragedy, that thing that they're struggling together through, it's like, now I have to really get to know you.
Yeah.
Your face when you did that sound is everything.
Yeah, you know.
That might be how Liam's feeling right now. That
Maybe.
Facial expression that you just did. Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I love a good rom-com, especially during the holidays.
Oh, the best.
Well, we've got one we can look forward to by Universal Pictures. It's called Last Christmas. Amazing cast. We've got Emilia Clarke, Emma Thompson, Henry Golding, who we all love, and Crazy Rich Asians, coming together, directed by Paul Feig, the guy who directed Bridesmaids.
Oh, this is
so good. You know it's going to be good. And the plot line is the young singers, who's played by Emilia Clarke, her hero is George Michael. So throughout the movie, we're hearing a lot of George Michael. And when he unfortunately passed away in 2016 on Christmas Day, he was actually working on a new album. So Paul Feig, in an interview with BBC, told us that we're actually going to be getting an unreleased George Michael song at the very end of the film, and we're going to get to hear it in full.
Wow.
He says it's a very celebratory song, and to just play a small clip wouldn't do it justice. So at the end of the movie, when the credits are rolling and most people are ready to walk out, stay and watch the credits because you'll get to hear an unreleased George Michael song.
Good tip.
Love that. Right?
Love.
And then, okay, so Liam and Miley not together, but where there seems to be a budding romance, some budding love, is between Gigi Hadid and Tyler Cameron, who was the runner-up in Bachelorette with Hannah Brown. So these two we've seen hang out, go out. They're still going strong. They thought they were going to be sneaky by leaving Gigi Hadid's apartment at separate times, 45 minutes apart. But of course, the paparazzi's smarter than that. They hung around. They wanted to see if the other person was going to come out, and they did. So these two seem to be hanging out, taking things slow, but definitely having a good time.
So they chilled 45 minutes after one left
just
to see if something else was going to happen.
So Tyler left first, and then 45 minutes later, Gigi left. And the paparazzi know better. They're like, well, maybe she'll come out.
I hope that works out for him because he has given up potentially a spot as the next Bachelor. So let's hope that that relationship with Gigi works out. Thank you, Chloe Wilde.
Fingers crossed. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
coming
Chloe.
Up with Chloe and her team at eTalk tonight, 7 o'clock on CTV.
It's been an exciting week on Shawn with the Shawn Mendes Army. These floor seats are all the talk.
Rage. All the rage. Because, you know, that show, I feel like when he announced that show, remember when he announced the tour, he didn't announce this show right away. He saved a Toronto show and everyone was thinking, well, he's got to be doing something big for his hometown. Sure enough.
Rogers Center. This is the show of shows for him, especially if you're a fan. So let's get into it. We're playing Shawn Mendes or Mendoesn't. We'll give you some facts about Shawn Mendes. If you're part of the Mendes Army, you should know every one of these. But do you? You'll have to correctly guess as many as you can as either something that Shawn Mendes does or Mendes doesn't. The floor seats, September 6th, battling for those are Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Yeah,
Vanessa's excited.
And also Nikita. Nikita, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. Okay, so you guys are both part of the Mendes Army?
Yes.
Yeah, one's a general, one's a lieutenant. Okay, we won't figure that out now. Let's just figure out who gets the tickets. This is how we'll do it. We'll give you some facts. You correctly guess as many as you can. They'll either be Mendes, if it's true, or Shawn Mendes-n't, if it's false, okay? Floor seats.
You got it?
We're going to start with round one, and the first question will go to Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa. I like how you're both very quiet because you're just so excited. You're like, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to win the tickets.
Exactly.
Okay, so Vanessa, this first question is for you. Mendes or Mendes-n't? Shawn loves tomatoes.
Mendes-n't.
Wait.
No.
Wrong button. She got it right.
Okay, she got it right.
You got that right.
Sorry, Vanessa, not to freak you out. You got that right. You got that right.
All right.
He hates tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of tomatoes either. I think they're just like too wet.
Texture. It's a texture thing. Okay, Nikita, this is your question. Before becoming a singer, Shawn said he wanted to become an actor. Is it Mendes or Mendes-n't?
Mendes.
Look at this. Oh, this is general versus general here
all tied
today,
up.
Jamar.
All tied up
after all round one.
Okay, let's move on to round two. First question will go to Nikita. Shawn's September 6th show is his first ever headlining stadium show. Is that Mendes or Mendes-n't?
Mendes.
She said that without a flinch.
This is going to be tough.
Okay, girl, there you go. Nikita got a question. Now for Vanessa. Shawn Mendes is the youngest male artist ever to have a number one album. Is that Shawn Mendes or Mendoesn't?
Mendes. No.
No.
Uh-oh.
It's actually Justin Bieber. What up, Beliebers?
Oh, boy.
They're like, nope, no. Yeah.
It's like, don't come for my Sean.
Yeah, they're like, all right, so let's move on to round three.
So, yeah, and around two, we got Vanessa in the lead. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So, round three, here we go. Player one, Vanessa, this is your question. Shawn Mendes.
No, Nikita's
in the lead.
Nikita's in the lead.
Nikita's leading.
So sorry. Nikita is leading. Okay.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes, this is for Vanessa, has an allergic reaction to mosquitoes.
Shawn Mendes?
Wow. Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. Guess? Well, check this out. In 2014, he actually revealed on Twitter that he is allergic to mosquito bites.
Wow.
Crazy.
And Vanessa knew that.
All right.
Okay, Nikita. Gotta get that lead back, girl. Shawn Mendes' background is Spanish.
Mendes doesn't. Portuguese.
Yes!
Yay! Yes! That's it for Nikita. You won.
Yee-yoo!
Four seats for you.
Congratulations, Nikita.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I can't believe this.
All that Shawn Mendes obsession worked.
Oh my God, I've never won anything ever. Oh my God.
Fantastic. Well, today you won the biggest prize. You're getting to see Shawn Mendes at the Rogers Center, floor seats. This is a ticket that costs a lot of money, and it's a money can't buy experience. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Right.
And thank you for playing, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Sorry, girl.
All right, good luck to you, and congratulations to you. Good stuff.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.